This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, welcome everybody. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight's blad is Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Last night, we discussed Machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Actually, this is a Mishnah that appears in Masechta Be'ah. We actually learned in Daf HaShavua, and Daf HaShavua started in Be'ah. This goes back, I don't know, about 5 years ago, on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that they're arguing whether Truma Bezman HaZeh D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan. Reish Lakish wanted to bring a proof that Truma is D'Rabbanan. Truma Bezman HaZeh has to be D'Rabbanan, because figs, which are normally counted, or typically counted, would become batal b'roiv. Now, how could figs become batal b'roiv? If Truma is D'Oraisa, and figs are regularly counted, they should not become batal. It must be because Truma is D'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I am of the opinion that Truma is D'Oraisa. Don't try to prove that Truma is D'Rabbanan from the fact that there's Bittul that takes place. Because I say Bittul would work even on something that's certainly D'Oraisa, namely pieces of carbon chatas that are Tameh. Nevertheless, I hold they become batal because it's not enough for something to typically become counted. It has to be something which is always counted. Okay, so the bottom line here is that we have machlokes Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan on two fronts. Reish Lakish says Truma Bezman HaZeh D'Rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan says it's D'Oraisa. Reish Lakish says something which is typically counted is not batal. And Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion something which is typically counted would become batal. Only something which is always counted is not batal. Reish Lakish's gersa was we're talking about igule devela, which is an item which is typically counted. And Rabbi Yochanan is gersa is we're talking about something that's definitely d'oraisa, namely chatichos of a carbon chatas. So mahi, what exactly is this? For those who've been learning. Daf HaShavua with us from the beginning. We had this a very long time ago in Be'ah, in the very beginning. The Tanan we learned in a Mishnah. Misha hayu loy chavilei tilson. Someone who had bundles of fenugreek, which is some kind of kitnis, Rashi says, that is made to sweeten the pot. But it's of klei hakerem. What does it mean, klei hakerem? Meaning, it's something which is planted, something that was planted near a vineyard, so now it's Asr Bahana. Yidluku, you have to burn it. Because Klayim has to be burned. So that's our first connection to Chanukah. Yidluku. Okay? You'll see the next one. Nesaru ba'acheros. If it got mixed with others, Kulan Yidluku. They all have to be burned. Why? Divri Rameir. This is the opinion of Rameir. Dulai Batli. They don't become Batal, Rashi says. Because Rameir is of the opinion anything which is typically counted is not batal. And normally Klei HaKeren is Asr, is batal 1 in 200. But since this is something which is typically counted, it is not batal. The Chachamim are of the opinion Yalu Bechad Masayim. It becomes batal 1 in 200. Why? Shahay Rameir would say, Kol Shadarkoi Limanois Mikadesh. Anything which is typically counted is asers and is not batal. And the Chachamim are of the opinion, no, not something which is typically counted is a davar chashav. It has to be something which is always counted. The Chachamim say, no, it has to be really chashav like the following six items. The Chachamim Oimrim, Einoi Mikadesh Ela Shisha Dvarim Bovad, only six things are not batal. Rabbi Kiva Omer Shiva. Rabbi Kiva says seven. Here they are. Elohim Egoizai Perech. Perech nuts. Perech is the name of a place. Those are very chash. Rimune. Verimoine Badan. Pomegranates from Badan. V'chavioi susumais. And sealed barrels of wine. the chilfei trudin and stalks of beets, the kilchei kruv and stalks of cabbage, udalas yevanis and Greek gourds. You see, who could have believed this unbelievable connection to Hanukkah here in Yevamis? Greek gourds. Rabbi Kiva Moisif, Rabbi Kiva added afki karshal balabayas, even loaves of the balabayas. Now, what do these things aser? Some of these things could be arla, namely if they are. Rashi says if they're nuts or pomegranates or barrels, and haru'uyin la arla, something that's fit for arla is arla. The klei hakerem, klei hakerem. If it's fit for klei hakerem, it's klei hakerem. Meaning something that is susceptible to arla would aser as arla. Something which is susceptible to klei hakerem. For example, the stalks of beet or cabbage or the gourd, they could aser if they're planted next to a vineyard. Okay, so we have machlokes between Rameir and the Chachamim. Rameir holds that anything which is typical or that could be counted asers, the Chacham say only these seven things. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Rabbi Yochanan holds Shadarko Limana Shanino, that which is typically counted. Es Shadarko Limana Shanino. It was taught something which is uniquely counted, specifically counted, designated to be counted, is not batal. Therefore, pieces of meat and igule devela, even though they're regularly counted, since they're sometimes not counted, therefore they are batal. Rabbi Yochanan says it has to be only counted, specifically counted. That's the only thing. That's the only way you sell it. Reish Lakish savar, Reish Lakish holds kol shadarki limana shanino, something which is typically counted, even though it's not always counted. Maichaticha. Now, what did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Now, don't get confused. Not maichanika. Maichaticha. Okay, just clarifying it. Maichaticha. What exactly Rabbi Yochanan says? You know, don't say that Shumah Zman Hazeh is drabanan, and therefore, because otherwise it should not become batal because it's typically counted, because I learned explicitly we're talking about a dairaisa, right? Rabbi Yochanan said, I learned the ger says chaticha. Ani shoyne chaticha v'chatichais. So, says the Gemara, my chaticha, what is the context where the gersa learned was chaticha, the tanya we learned in a braisa, chaticha shel chatos tmeya. A shtick, a piece of tamei chatos, shenes arva b'meya, that got mixed into 100, chatichos shachatos tahirois, a piece of a carbon chatos that's tamei, that got mixed in 100 pieces of a chatos that are tahar, v'chein prusa shalechem apanim tmeya, or a slice of lechem panim that became tamei, shenes arva b'meya prusa shalechem apanim tahirois, ta'ala, it becomes batal. So something which is tameh, whether it's a piece of the chatas or whether it's a piece of the lechem ha'panim that got mixed into something which is tahar, it gets it's batal. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says loy tala, it's not batal. Now Rashi says the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says it's not batal is because Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion min b'minoi loy batal. The Tanakhama says min b'minoi is batal, and even though it is, I guess, typically counted, it's still batal. Avol says this Mishnah or this Braisa chaticha shel chatos tahirosh nesar v'meya chaticha shechun tahiros, a piece of carbon chatos which is tahar that got mixed into 100 of chulin which is tahar. So v'chein prusa shalachem panam tahar shnesar v'meya prusa shechulin tahiros divrei hakol loy tala. Everyone says it's not batal. Now, why in the Sefer do we say it's not batal? The answer is like this. In the Reisha, the reason why it's batal is because something which is typically counted would still be batal. But in the Sefer, even though it's typically counted, nevertheless, the reason why we say it's not batal in the Sefer is because we wouldn't really be causing anyone a loss. In the Reisha, where you're dealing with something which is tamei, so if it's tamei, and we're going to say it's not batal, it's going to cause a big hefsed, because nobody could buy it, because the whole thing is tamei. Masha Enkin in the Seifa, we don't really stand to lose by being machmer and saying that it's not batal, because worst comes to worst, this is a carbon chatas, or lechem apanim, and you could say sell the whole thing to a kohen. So even if you say that something significant, which is typically counted, is not batal, but there has to be a motivation. In the Reisha, there's a motivation so you don't throw out the whole thing. In the Sefer, there's not a major motivation to say that it's batal, because you could just sell it to a kohen, meaning it's not aser, just there's a lesser demand for it, but it still has value, and therefore it's not worth relying on the leniency. Rashi says, Divrei HaKoloi Tala, Tanakam is Moida. Since it's possible to sell it to a coin with only inconsequential loss, and the piece, and the prusa, it's the darach, to count because of Hefsid Muat, we're not going to be mevatel on Issa Daraisa. Even though, now, we're not going to be mevatel. Even though eagle is batal b'chulin. In other words, so why by eagle is it batal? We could just sell it. Why don't we sell it to a kohen? There it's only drabanan. Okay. Bottom line is, katani mias reisha tala. We see in the reisha that it's batal. So this is against, there's a kasha on Reish Lakish. We see something which is typically counted as batal. So Rabbi Yochanan learned this Mishnah. We're talking about Chaticha. But what's Reish Lakish going to do with this Braisa? Because here we see something which is typically counted as batal. Says the Gemara, the reason why it's batal in this case, Am Rav Chia Brei, the Rav Huna Beni Mucha. We're talking about where it's dissolved. So since it's dissolved, it's inconsequential. So Gemara says, in other words, yeah, even though it's typically counted, it's so not chasha because it's dissolved. So what would Rabbi Yehuda say? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's not batal? We'll have to see next time. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, wishing everyone a wonderful night. Bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yideichem, and I'll see everybody bezus Hashem next time. Okay, so we did pay Aleph. Next week's schedule hopefully is normal, Monday, Tuesday. This week there's a share Wednesday night, and a freilich and Chanukah to everybody. Thank you for joining. Kol tov, bracha v'hatzlacha. Pay Aleph, they mislabeled? What does it say? You want me? Okay, I'll try to fix it. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.